Catharsis by Jane Reynolds.
It was just going to be a story about how guilty I felt. Guilty for hurting you, leaving you. I recall the days when I started the book as petrol blue. The colour, I think, of guilt. From the first light of dawn to the last light of dusk, as I wrote and wrote, that noxious blue imbibed the hours as if all bright things, like the sun and the moon and the stars, had been engulfed by petrol-scented air. But as I wrote those early chapters in the blue smog, I began to see how the relationship breakdown had not all been my fault, that it wasn't only me to blame, that the things I'd said and done in the build-up weren't cold or indifferent, but actually understandable. And as I wrote, each word was like a grain of sand lifted off the sorry scale and placed instead onto an angry scale. I recall the days when I wrote the angry chapters as red. Fiery red while the anger raged, and blood red as I took my revenge. As I wrote, my pen became so hot it burnt my fingers. Incidents when it was you, not me, that had been the cruel one took form. I described the shocking steel in your eyes as you lifted your hand to slap me, and how I'd cried for hours after. But because it was only a story, I realised I could hit you back. So instead of cowering like a victim, I imagined thumping you as hard as I could into your solar plexus, then kicking you wildly down the cellar stairs so you tumbled and spun onto the hard stone floor beneath. I imagined you lying at the bottom, your neck cocked hard against your shoulder, dying perhaps. But one day I woke to find that the, by then, familiar blood-red sunrise was the orange of embers. I panicked and ran to find the man still lying at the bottom of the stairs. I looked into his eyes and saw only the vulnerable little boy you once told me about, still making amends for the beatings you received at the hands of a drunken father. I realised I didn't want you to die. I sat beside you and dragged you by the shoulders onto my lap. I held your head and cried for a while, then pulled you up the stairs and into our bed. The story became about you, as I nursed the pain and cuts and bruises until you were well. They were purple days and purple words, the colour, I think, of pity. By the time you were strong again and ready to go your own way, it felt as if I were nearing the end of the book. It had been a better story for seeing it from more than one point of view. And if the end was a mystery to the writer, just like life, then all the better. So I picked up the phone and I called you, not knowing what you'd say. "Hi, good to hear from you," you said. "What have you been up to?" "Just writing," I said. But as I heard your voice, the purple pity Pantone lightened to a glorious pink, the colour, I think, of love. "How are you feeling?" you asked. I could have said guilty, angry, pitying. But that was written now. It was time for the end. I just love you, I said.